We said we'd ask a question a lot of you have asked us over a number of weeks of coverage of the aftermath of the Christchurch mosque attacks. On Insight, Conan Young profiled the very sad situations of two survivors, restaurateur Ahmed Jahangir and his chef Mohammed Sahadat, and Ahmed's injury was severe. He's struggling with rehabilitation. He's got debilitating pain. His restaurant's been closed for 6 months. Six staff have had to be let go. Mohammed's been told by his doctors that he may never work as a chef again. He's receiving only 60% of a chef's wage to support his wife and four young children. And the question you've been asking is simple. What about the millions of dollars that were raised for the mosque victims? Where is that money going? Well, victim supports money, aside from a contingency, has been dispersed, but the Christchurch Foundation has millions more waiting to be given out. Christchurch City Councillor Raf Manji has done a lot of work visiting families to ascertain the need. Raf Manji, hello.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Very well, thanks. There are various pots of money waiting to be dispersed, different pots, we're told. Can you explain the situation for us?
Yes, so the Christchurch Foundation was gifted around $11 million in total, in addition to the funds received by victim support. Around $2 million of that has been allocated and paid out already. $1.5 million was to next of kin, and then there was some money for some ambulances, which was very well received. And at the moment, there's $9 million left to be dispersed. And what I'm doing, well, what I've been asked to do by the foundation is to meet with the community and make recommendations on how best to distribute those funds so they have the highest impact for the community possible. So over the last probably 7 to 8 weeks, I've been meeting with a whole range of people, so directly impacted victims, the bereaved, the gunshot wounded, the wider community, government agencies, expert advisors on, you know, what their views are, what their needs are. And there are significant needs in this community. And I will then make some recommendations to the foundation probably at the end of October, so another month away, on how to distribute the funds, and then they will make their decision in mid-November. So that's kind of where things are. I've had over 100 meetings in the last 7 weeks, so it's been very concentrated. It's a fairly fractured and precarious community. There are lots of challenges for people just trying to get back on their feet, especially visas have been very problematic, even though, you know, the immigration department is starting to get on top of that. Income issues, job issues, as well as just the basic mental health and trauma. But, you know, we are starting to get there. And I think it's been quite a useful process for the community to actually be able to talk directly. So I'm meeting people in their houses, in their homes, in private, and they're able to share actually quite a lot of information with me, which some of it has been quite useful to pass back to the government in terms of gaps that are appearing. And some of it obviously is useful for me in terms of, you know, trying to come up with some recommendations to support this community and meet, obviously, the wishes of the donors, the people who've donated this money.
That is an awful lot of meetings. Okay. And it's a lot easier to look at this issue from the outside rather than the inside with all the details involved. But the questions our listeners have asked, or the question really, is one, why can't a pot of money go right now to where the need is urgent? Because we've heard about some very urgent cases and some heartbreaking situations.
Yeah, there are some definitely some challenges there. So we have, you know, I have a sheet on my spreadsheet, which is called Hardship, and it's for people coming through who are suffering for whatever reason, just, you know, some cash flow issues. Remembering also that people have been paid out from victim support, so there are some funds. But obviously for a lot of people, you know, they're holding those because they're going to need that money in the future. So we have an immediate need support fund, which is a mixture of vouchers, which have been provided by Countdown, which is very helpful for people, and some cash support as well. So some money is going out the door there. And, you know, there obviously will be further cash distributions once these decisions have been made.
So the cases that were reported on our Insight program, maybe it's an awareness issue. So if those families came to you and said, listen, we are desperate, you will listen to them and you will help if you can.
Yeah. And in fact, I think the three people on there are three people that I actually had been in with the week before. So they're all being supported now. And look, it is challenging, Jim. And I think, in a way, the foundation can probably be a bit more flexible than the government. I think the government has, you know, certainly made some major efforts to support the families. But once you get into the world of agencies and criteria and whether how long can be allocated certain welfare depending on a visa situation, that's causing a lot of the problems. So a lot of people are struggling for various reasons, you know, related to their status. And it's, are you on a work visa? Are you on a visitor visa? You're applying for residency visa. And that affects a lot of the allowances that sit behind that system. The combination of an injury and the mental trauma is really challenging. I mean, this is what I say to people back in Wellington is you have to look at this through the lens that this was a terror attack, you know, a slaughter of a community in a place of worship. I mean, it just doesn't get any worse than that. And I think I've just tried to remind the government to keep their eyes up at that level. And sometimes you've got to be flexible. And so I think some people have fallen through the cracks, and we're coming in now. These are a lot of the stories that I'm hearing from the community. And we're certainly, you know, doing our best to make sure that those people are being supported.
All right. Thanks for updating us. Thanks for your time, too.
No problem. Thanks, Jim.
Raf Manji.